Okay, I'm Siobhan. I studied abroad in Prague in the fall of 2018. So my older brother also studied abroad in Prague, but my parents never got the chance to visit like him. They never got the chance to go see him. So my mom booked a flight and planned a trip super early in the summer because she knew she wanted to come see me because she had never been. So we were both very excited for her to come, A, because like I really loved Prague and I was really excited about it and was having a really great time. And I wanted to show her everything, and she's such a traveler, and on top of the fact that she never got to go see my brother, she was super excited about it. So she came about halfway through my experience. So she actually left on Halloween night and then was going to get there the next day, obviously. So I was super excited to see her and show her everything. I had like this super long list of places to take her, like in my phone and stuff. And she was super stoked about it too. So when she showed up, it was literally just like the best reunion ever. Like I feel like I hadn't seen her in forever because I'd felt like so far away, and it was the longest I'd ever gone without being home, just because I always come home for like either fall break or something. Like it just had been the longest I'd ever been away from her. So that was really great. And so she came and we went, she booked an Airbnb, so we went right to the Airbnb. And within 5 minutes of being there, my dad called, and we just expected it to be like, oh, checking in on us, like making sure she landed okay and everything. And so I started like showing him the Airbnb, like giving me a tour or whatever. And I could tell that he just sounded like a little bit off, like something he wasn't like super interested almost. So I was like, Dad, like what's the matter? And he was like, well, I know like your mom just got there and everything. I don't want to like stress you out. But Noah, who's my cousin, who's a year and a half younger than me, hurt himself. And he, like, Noah had always been, like, a surfer, skateboarder, like, loved living life on the edge type of thing. That's the kind of kid he literally always was. He was always pushing boundaries. So my first thought was, like, okay, like, he got in an accident of some sort, like, that type of thing. And my dad said, I don't know any information except for the fact that he was at a Halloween party and then there was some argument which turned into some sort of like a fight amongst like this group of boys that was there, but that's all I know. That's literally all I know. But right now, like, he's in the ICU with like a terrible head injury. So it went from like this moment of like literally one of the best moments of abroad because my mom had finally come, to being like this most scared I've ever been. Like I was like, oh my god, this situation, like this day just flopped sideways, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
So then he basically was like, it was also more difficult because we didn't have, like, I had a new phone plan, obviously, but it was still like, I couldn't have, like, it was basically only off of Wi-Fi. Like, I could only turn on my service when I really needed it. And my mom just didn't have any because she was obviously only going to be there for a week. So from getting there and being like super excited about, like, okay, like, I was just going to, let's just like go paint the town. Like, we were like so excited to, like, leave the Airbnb and walk around and go to dinner and everything. And then we almost just felt like glued to the Airbnb. Like we felt trapped and we were like, okay, we're in this amazing foreign country. We're finally together, but we need to stay in contact with our family. So that was like kind of this moment of being like, there's nothing we can do, but it's so traumatizing. Like, do we want to be updated minute after minute type of thing? So basically we just stayed in touch with my dad. He said, you know, my mom was calling Noah's dad, her brother, off and on, and they have so many siblings, so it was hard for him to reach everybody, so it was kind of all unorganized and scattered and messy. But basically what it came down to was my dad was like, okay, there's one more emergency surgery, like this is like make or break, like this is either going to help him or he's not going to make it through. So like that night, that first night of my mom coming to visit me, was just like pure anxiety from the both of us. Like we were just like, it's completely 50-50 almost, you know, like we were like, we really don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah. And I, you know, texted my three best friends from home and told them and updated. I was calling my brother, and again, on top of the like Wi-Fi thing and service thing with our phones, like it was so difficult to like stay on track with contacting everybody.
Yeah.
So the next day, we were in the middle of the main square in Prague, which is like very popular. It's a really big tourist attraction. My mom really wanted to go, and I had been there obviously a bunch of times. I'd been there for 2 months, but she was really excited about it. She just wanted to go. So we woke up and we went, And we were, like, in – I just, like, envisioned it. We were just in the middle of the city, like, surrounded by, like, all these people. And my dad called and was just, like, he didn't make it through the surgery. So we're, like, in the middle of this, like, crazy busy city. And it just felt like everybody was, like, running around and walking around us. And we were just, like, completely – we just, like, fell into each other. Like, we were just, like – it felt like we couldn't, like, move, you know? Yeah. Like, we were, like, what do you do now? Like, there's nothing to do now. Like, there's no use in, like – hoping, praying, like, none of yeah. that, you know? So it was, like, the craziest, like, I had loved Prague so much. I still do. I still really appreciate my experience there. But, like, that was the one moment where I felt, like, almost so, like, angry at it, like, yeah. at the city and, like, at my situation, because I just felt so out of place and so far from home, because Noah's family's from California, so it's even further okay. from home. Wow. So I knew, like, going to the funeral was out of the question and everything. Yeah. So, like, it was just that one moment of being, like, oh, like, I hate it here. Like, I hate it, you know,
yeah.
which I hadn't felt. I loved being abroad. I loved Prague. So that was, like, the craziest moment. So, like I said, there was really nothing my mom and I felt that we could do besides just enjoy each other's company and just, like, be there for each other. And, like, looking back, it's, like, the ultimate blessing that she was there when it happened. Like, it's so wild that it happened the night that she came to visit, because, like, I honestly don't know how I would have been able to cope if she wasn't there yeah. because it was such a crazy, traumatizing experience. So the week that she was there was good to have her, but it was also so uncomfortable just because I felt so, like she we would be at dinner and, like, she would go to the bathroom and I would get anxious while she was gone for 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I felt so – it was almost like I was back to being, like, a little baby and I was, like, attached to her. Because it's just, like, when you go through something like that, it's, like, all you can think of is being close to your family.
Yeah.
Especially, like, being away from, like, my own brother and stuff. Like, that was just super hard. So we still managed to do a lot of the stuff that we wanted to do because my mom was, like – you know, it's, like, the saddest thing that's ever happened to us, but,
yeah.
like, we have to take advantage of being together, especially in this, like, amazing city. So we did have, like, such an amazing time together. When she left, I was nervous that I wasn't going to be able to, like, handle being there by
mm-hmm.
myself, but I was actually so surprised that it made me realize that I had built this routine for myself in Prague, that falling back into it was actually, like, the most helpful coping mechanism for
yeah.
me. And my friends were really awesome about it and everything. And it just made me realize, like, being surrounded by new, amazing friends that didn't go to school with me back home, that, like, it's up to me to keep those relationships with them. And, like, my biggest regret for sure was, like, not being in touch with Noah during, like, our high school years as much as
yeah.
I wish I had. I feel like everybody says that when they lose a family member or a loved one, but, like, we just hadn't been in contact as much as I wish we had. And so it made me realize, like, okay, because I met some of my best friends abroad from different schools, like, it's really up to me to, like, be able to reach out to them and let them know throughout the rest of my life that I still care about them, that I still think about them all the time, that type of thing. So yeah, so I actually did okay once my mom left, and it just got better and better, and it just, the experience just kind of, although it was definitely, like, one of the hardest things I ever had to deal with, it made me realize that you have to prioritize relationships that are important to you in order to have, like, a full, like, life
yeah.
and just be grateful for everything around you.
I can't
so,
even imagine.
Yeah.
Did you ever consider, when your mom was there, I know you said it was far, but did you ever consider just leaving and foregoing the weekend and
yeah.
going to the funeral?
Yeah. So there were moments for sure where, when it first happened, where I almost was just like, I just have to leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so uncomfortable here just because I feel so extremely out of place. Nobody knows what's happening. Nobody knows what's going on. Although, like, obviously other people have dealt with that before. But for me, like, it was the craziest thing that's ever happened because, like, A, like, I lost a family member, especially close in age with me. But also, I was so far away. Like, I was living in a foreign country. So,
yeah.
like, I'd never experienced anything that crazy before. So it definitely crossed my mind, like, I just need to fly home with my mom and, like, stay
mm-hmm.
home. But I'm obviously so glad I didn't, because, like I said, it was actually the most helpful thing to go back into my routine
yeah.
and just focus on, honestly, just, like, living life and being present and noticing and, like, realizing that, like, life is just so unfair
yeah.
and, like, you have to take advantage of what you have while you have it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.